אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Foreign Minister Cohen, Eli Cohen, announced last Sunday that he met with Libya's Foreign Minister Najla Mangush in Italy the previous week. In a celebratory statement, Cohen hailed the meeting as historic and a first step in the establishment of diplomatic ties between Israel and Libya. Libyan Foreign Minister Najla Mangush was fired on Monday after the announcement, which sparked outrage and protests in Libya. Opposition leader Yair Lapid said this is what happens when Eli Cohen, a man without any background in the field, is appointed foreign minister. The incident with the Libyan foreign minister was amateurish, irresponsible, and a grave failure of judgment. This is a morning of national shame and putting a life in danger for a headline. Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a directive on Tuesday requiring all secret diplomatic gatherings and their publicizing must first be given a green light by the Prime Minister's office. Libya's Prime Minister Abdul Hamid Dbeibeh waited until Thursday to publicly reject the prospect of normalizing relations with Israel. A few dozen demonstrators gathered in Gaza on Thursday to express their support and gratitude to the Libyan people for rejecting normalization. Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Tuesday at a meeting for foreign ambassadors in the capital Tunis that the word normalization does not exist for him when it comes to Israel. Saied called on the newly appointed ambassadors from Serbia, Iran, Iraq and Turkey to never forget the Palestinian cause, the central issue for all nations. The UN Security Council demanded on Thursday that the Lebanese military and Hezbollah stop blocking the movement of the UN peacekeeping force and guarantee its freedom to operate, including by allowing announced and unannounced patrols. Opposing a request by Lebanon, the Council voted to strengthen UNIFIL's role. The resolution also expressed the Security Council's concern over Green Without Borders, a so-called environmental organization seen by Israel, the US and others in the West as a cover for Hezbollah military activities along the border. The vote was 13-0. China and Russia abstained. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, praised the decision. Maxim Molchanov, 20, who moved to Israel from Ukraine in 2017 through the Na'ale Elite Academy, a program for Jewish teenagers to complete their high school education in Israel, was killed, and six other people, some of them soldiers, were wounded in a truck-ramming attack at a checkpoint near Modi'in on Thursday morning. The Palestinian truck driver ran over a number of off-duty soldiers who were walking on the side of the road towards a bus stop. The assailant then fled towards the Hashmonaim checkpoint some 7 kilometers away, where he was shot dead by security forces. Four soldiers were wounded while operating inside Nablus late on Wednesday night as they walked past an explosive device that was set off. A local wing of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack. A 14-year-old Palestinian from the Jerusalem neighborhood of Beit Hanina stabbed a man at the Shivtei Yisraelite rail station with a large kitchen knife on Wednesday night. The alleged terrorist was shot dead by an off-duty border policeman at the scene. Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai hailed the border police officer who shot the stabber, saying he prevented a more serious attack. Palestinian attacks in Israel and the West Bank have left 27 civilians and 2 soldiers dead and several others seriously wounded since the beginning of the year. 176 West Bank Palestinians have been killed during the same period, most of them during clashes with security forces or while carrying out attacks, but some were uninvolved civilians and others were killed under unclear circumstances, including by armed Israeli settlers. On Wednesday, 2 Israeli bus drivers were lightly hurt after Palestinians hurled stones at their vehicles on Route 55 in the West Bank. Supreme Court Justice Yosef Elron is facing accusations of trying to destroy the court and engaging in a personal vendetta against a rival judge by putting forward his candidacy to become High Court President, and a challenge to the established tradition of giving the role to the most veteran member of the bench. In an unprecedented move, Elron on Wednesday submitted his candidacy to take over from retiring Supreme Court President Esther Chayut, a move critics said was aimed at preventing Judge Isaac Amit from inheriting the position under the customary, but not legislated, seniority method. Elron's request to be a candidate, sent in a letter to Chayut and Justice Minister Yair Levin, came amid the minister's efforts to institute a new system for naming the president of the Supreme Court as part of the government's judicial overhaul bid. Attorney General Gali Bhairav Miara on Thursday strongly rejected criticism levelled at her on Wednesday by Justice Minister Yariv Levin, insisting that she had an obligation to tell the government when its actions are not commensurate with the law. Bhairav Miara said she and her staff will not be deterred from fully carrying out their responsibilities in pointing out problematic government activity and legislation by threats of dismissal. Levin alleged that Bhairav Miara's frequent opposition to government policy and legislation had left it without representation in court and asserted that there was no working relationship between the two sides, a situation which could be grounds to fire the Attorney General. The Prime Minister's son, Yair Netanyahu, was ordered on Wednesday to pay 130,000 shekels in damages to Dana Cassidy, an activist for Gantz Kahol Levan list, who had sued Netanyahu for libel over a tweet showing her Facebook profile picture during the heat of an election campaign in 2020. The screenshot, which included her name and position, followed posts detailing unsubstantiated allegations about romantic affairs Gantz was supposedly involved in. Above it, Netanyahu had asked, "Does anyone know who this is?" A few dozen Haredi women and several men held a protest near the home of Jerusalem Affairs Minister Meir Porush on Thursday evening for his efforts to help Rabbi Eliezer Berland, a Haredi sex offender, to travel to Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah. This week marks the 35th successive week of protests against the government's proposed changes to the judiciary. Last week, over 100,000 people participated in the Tel Aviv protest and tens of thousands of others around the country. The theme was the bloodshed in the Arab communities. Tira Mayor Mamoun Abdul Al-Hay alleged a decision to leave us dealing in blood. Whoever appoints National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir to keep us safe doesn't want to keep us safe. A minister who doesn't want us in the country will protect us. A minister who hates Arabs will protect Arab children. At the protest in Jerusalem outside the president's residence, Wada Sada, a prominent educator and Arab activist, said, "I can't stop asking myself where and when did we fall asleep at the wheel? How did we get into this difficult situation? We have gotten to a situation in the state of Israel in which a group of complete racists is controlling the entire government, but can't control organized crime gangs right under the police's nose." A woman shot dead in her apartment in Haifa on Thursday became the 162nd member of Israel's Arab community to be killed in a homicide this year. Hours later, the 163rd victim was killed. Schools across Israel opened on Friday for the start of the new academic year, with 2.5 million students entering Israel's various educational institutions. Of them, 181,000 were first graders starting school for the first time. Ran Erez, chairman of the Secondary School Teachers Association, said that the primary school system is short of 3,000 teaching staff and that the high school system has a shortfall of some 20% of positions. The school year began after the finance minister and the association reached an agreement on salaries. The union, which represents high school teachers, had vowed to strike on the first day of the school if no deal was reached. And to the relief of parents, the year began without a strike. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.